Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Sans Pants Radio, Australia's least coherent podcast network.
Hey everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Plumbing the Death Star, where we ask the important questions like, which Fantastic Four member sucks the most?
Look, it's hard to pick between four duds of which one is the worst.
Yeah, they're all bad, we can agree. You don't want to be any of the Fantastic Four members, but surely one is the worst.
Yeah. So let's just go through. I think I'm going to put forward, I reckon, probably the suckiest member.
Yeah.
Mr. Fantastic, who just isn't at all that fantastic.
Yeah.
He stretches. Wow, how useful.
I like that, because I thought when we started and you were like, let's go through all of them, that we'd start with the one that the show and the comics is constantly like, this one actually fucking sucks. The other three, they're sick, but the one that eats the most shit is thing. But we're like, no. The worst one's
shut up. Wrong.
Mr. Fantastic. Yeah. Okay, the thing with Mr. Fantastic is, one, being stretchy is never going to impress anyone.
It's like the least cool feasible power.
Yeah.
You can't make it look good. You can't have like a epic moment when all you're doing is stretching your arms or whatever.
I have seen and read a comic book where Mr. Fantastic's epic moment has been that he has stretched himself like elastic or like into a ball and bounced around a corridor.
That makes me sick. That literally sucks. I'd hit him with a bat and he'd bounce. He wouldn't, because he's stretchy. He's not.
Well, he bounces. So they make it seem like he's elastic.
Wait, would his guts still hurt?
Like, I just don't think he's got guts. I think it's just a tube. It goes mouth, tube, anus, and that's it.
No, because his power is stretchiness, not like rubber skin. So
it's been portrayed as somewhat rubber skin in the past. So
if I hit him with a bat in the guts, does his guts go boing?
I assume yes.
God, I hope so.
Well, that sucks shit too.
Okay. I don't know if this is true or not, but I want you to imagine. So you've got like, say, you know, two like bits of wood or whatever, and they're like, Mr. Fantastic, he's got one hand on one and the other hand on another, and say the thing has grabbed him, pulling him back, and they've put like some kind of big arrow in there and shot it. Now, I don't know if that's happened, but
you can picture
that.
Yes.
And like,
yeah, absolutely.
If you can turn yourself into a bowstring, is that impressive?
No.
I mean,
don't get me wrong, if I had to pick a power from the Fantastic Four to have, I'd pick Mr. Fantastic's, but I don't think that makes it good.
No.
I just want to be able to stick my hand down drains and stuff.
Once again, you're picking from, like, the bottom of the barrel here, and you're like, I guess stretchy.
It would be cool to be able to stretch my teeth to chew things that are far away.
Yeah, you know? Hey, it's unreal that when you touch me, I feel like a fucking tire.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, Dusha, hit me with a bat, dude. Hit me with a bat.
All right.
See, I imagine that he had, like, the texture and, like, say, mouth feel, but fingies of, like, say, a bouncy ball.
You call that just feel, I think.
Yeah, yeah. mouth feel, but fingies.
Oh, yeah. Very much right.
That's
now.
Feel.
Leave me alone.
Yeah, that's the fifth sense, baby. That is touch.
One of the big five.
Leave me alone.
You know when you hear with your eyes, you know, and
see?
It makes
what
and
do
it
you
makes
call
pitches.
That guy?
Mouth feel but fingies. Yeah,
what's
all right.
What's that taste but for flowers with your nose?
You know that one?
What do you call that bit?
You know, you have a big like nose taste?
You know, you lick with your nose?
Yeah.
What is that?
What is that?
Sniff, we call that. Yes, I imagine.
Sense, sniff.
I imagine that he would feel a bit like a dolphin to the touch. That's bad too.
Yeah, I just imagine, like, again, thinking like one of them bouncy balls, but like rolled in dirt.
Why? Why is he rolled in dirt?
He's not clean.
No, I just figure he'd be a bit tacky. Like, he's still got a sweat, right?
He's got a sweat,
which is going to be a gross conversation when we get to the thing. But he definitely has to sweat, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, absolutely. And also, he has body hair, so that's also bad, because it'd be rubber with hair growing out.
Oh, yeah. I've seen him with a beard and without a beard, so he has to shave.
Yeah.
What's that going to feel like? That, like, shaving putty? Yeah.
Does he.
Yes.
So,
yes, this is it's maybe a safe space, you can say it.
Gonna be an insane question. Does his hair stay in the same place?
Yes.
What? So like Lego Man hair. I was gonna say no.
No, I don't mean like Lego Man hair. I mean if Mr. Fantastic inflated his head to an enormous size,
yes.
Would he be balder?
No.
Because the hair is further apart.
No,
so his hair stretches too.
So his hair stretches.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's insane. That means he could just literally rely on stretchy hair and be fine. Yeah. That could be enough.
I mean, it'd be even less cool.
Well, no, because if he just used his hair, that could be a bit Medusa-y.
Yeah.
But not like turning people to stone. Not the cool part Medusa does. No, like, I don't know.
You're literally just... sorry, Jade, I hate to inform you, but you are literally describing the inhuman Medusa.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's unreal.
Rats.
I was also thinking of Badaline from Celeste. That's a way deeper cut. But
One of the fighters in the anime fighting game Fatal Frame fights with her hair.
That's sick.
So yeah, there you go. Yeah. Wow, we've hit the bottom of the barrel of a live hair references. Good team.
What about if we can? Well, how do we kind of like a judge of what is least impressive? Like, you know, if they're there and they do, like, what do we? How do we kind of be like?
If they saved your life using their power, would you be disappointed it wasn't someone with a cooler power?
Yes. With Mr. Fantastic, absolutely. But there's also like there's nothing he can do that's gonna look cool. And, like, his name's Mr. Fantastic, which is also fucking lame ass.
And I think the comics try and trick you into thinking Mr. Fantastic's power is his immense intellect. But no, that he already had that.
Yeah.
The stretchy powers is just, like, a horrible side effect. Like,
well, they try and spice him up to be more interesting by making him a cunt. But that's
just annoying.
Yeah.
Well, look, I mean, to further this, I mean, you've also got, like, say, the Reed Richards of other parallel universe. And again, they maybe tried to make him cool. But I want to describe this of what they did. And you can, guys can be the judge if this is actually cooler or not.
Okay.
But
I'm going to stop you there.
Yeah.
If the power is that he used his dick to do a windmill or something, that's sick and cool. Is it that? Yeah.
I agree with Disha.
I'm going to be very disappointed because, so as well as being able to, like, be a stretchy boy, they also made his, like, ability to stretch is to also stretch the neural pathways in his brain so that he would become more intelligent.
Wow. Shut up.
If I had that ability, I would just fold my brain in on itself.
But see, if I had that ability, I would just make it fall down the back of my throat.
Oh, yeah, that's good. No wrinkles.
Smooth that bad boy up.
Aesthetically pleasing.
Smooth your brain.
A chicken breast.
Yeah, chicken breast up your brain. You pop it off its cortex or its the spine. You slide open the back of your head and you slop the brain out. That's how you do that. Slop it out onto the back of the couch.
Tell me, if that saved your life, you'd be like, damn, that chicken breast brain man saved my life.
Yeah,
the way
sick.
I'd specifically do it would be I'd take the back of the toilet off so that it was just water, and in the middle of a shit, I'd drop my brain out into the toilet thing and made sure I flushed at the same time.
Do you think?
Swimming around like a yerk from Animorphs.
The references are coming thick and fast here.
That's great.
Do you think that this, I don't know why, look, it's hot. I can, that's the only way I can assume it, but do you know how, like, I just feel like that if your brain slurped out through your ears, it would feel a bit like a cum, but for your head.
Yes. Like the physical sensation of a cum
for some reason. I don't know why, but I imagine
a refreshing
But like temperature-wise as well, like a bit, a bit refreshing and a bit like, I think that's nice.
I think we're all falling through the trap of imagining a chicken breast from the fridge.
A chicken breast from the fridge sliding out of my ears.
Yeah. That's a good shit.
Or out of my mouth like a Pez.
Yeah.
Oh, that's real bad.
In the middle of a conversation with you, I'm like, wait, hold on a second. Let me show you a trick. Is that your brain? And then I just fall face first onto the ground.
What the fuck is so impressed by that guy.
That was cool, though. He's right. Wow.
Well, the way you can save the day is if somehow you're at an enemy, a bad guy's headquarters, and there was a self-destruct button, and you did that and hit your head on the button as you fell down.
I thought you were going to say, the way you could do that is if your brain went evil and you had to get it out of your head really quick.
Well, yeah, if your brain goes evil.
Don't worry, guys.
That's what happens to Reed Richards so much. It's like, it's Reed Richards of 616 universe. He's like the only good one, and everyone else is evil, so sliding that bad boy out would be very beneficial for the multiverse.
Absolutely.
Just to make things more confusing, I think recently Marvel rebranded 616 to be where we currently are.
No.
What?
That can't be right.
No.
Yeah.
I don't live in Marvel, Dusha.
Yeah,
I live in Earth.
Earth in our time is, I believe, has a number now.
I think it does have a number, but I don't think it's 616.
Might be 626.
I would dispute that claim, Jake.
Yeah.
There's a documentary series on Disney Plus that has dropped recently. This sounds like an ad. It's just, I remember a thing I briefly looked at and was like, wow, I have no interest in that, and kept going.
So Reed Richards, not very cool. Yeah. Very unimpressive. If you could maybe spin your big dick around like a helicopter.
Windmill. Imagine you start at, like, you give yourself like a micro penis, and then you start doing the pelvic spins, and then as you spin, you stretch it more and more and more so that it becomes like hypnotic to look at, and then eventually so big that it hits you in the head.
Or a little improvement on that, JD, is that I make my hand into a crank and I get you to spin.
Yeah, that's good.
We make it into a bit of a duo act.
Jackson, you can play clown music.
No, I'll dance like a little, like, you know, like a dancing monkey at like a pipe organ. That's me. And I'm like, hey, give us $2 or whatever. And they're like, no, I've called the police. I was going to say, imagine this. You meet somebody that you'd like to make sweet, beautiful love to. You invite them back to your house. You're like, let's get down to business. You pull down your pants and, oh no, you've got a micro penis.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, and then you're like, check this out. I'm a grower, not a shower. And then you, like, what a great, you know, come on.
Fill the room with your penis. The entire room, like, you crush both you and your partner up against windows, and their faces are smooshed to the window, and the window cracks, and you just keep expanding your penis more and more as a great joke.
Is this good? Are you horny yet? Or scared?
Exactly. I often heard many women say that the best way to please them is by, if your penis was kind of like a putty filler, you could just inject and it just kind of like make a mold inside. Yeah. That's what you want from a lover.
I think you
How much control does, I guess, he have of his little appendages that he's stretching? Because if he could like make his penis into, I guess, not a penis, but many different like tendrils, that he could kind of like
play around with, like the clitoris.
You want his dick to extend, and then all of a sudden the end just split off into like a lot,
like a horrible Stranger Things monster mouth.
like a little face sucker, but good.
I need warning. Considering the crushing someone in a room with your dick and now this is getting very Akira.
Now I'm imagining docking with Mr. Fantastic and not even being a big deal.
Yeah, yeah.
He's
not even...
he's He stretched his penis into hand.
Wait, Zammit, Zammit, time out, Zammit. We spoke over what was the best part of Jackson's sentence. Now I'm thinking about docking with Mr. Fantastic, and then we were like, yes! And he was like, and it's not even a big deal. That's funny.
Well, it wouldn't
just like,
be.
Yeah, I'm just docking with Mr. Fantastic. It wasn't even hard. This is actually very chill and easy
docking
to do.
Docking with a regular penis person is scary.
Difficult. That could be one and done.
Yeah, I don't know. Whatever gets stuck in there. But Mr. Fantastic, he can, you know, that's good.
He's probably circumcised considering his age.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Maybe, but then he could just grow it back.
Yeah, I was going to say, but then he could
just
grow
it back. His penis is not, I wouldn't even call it a penis at this point. It's something other.
Because if he grows it back, he has to constantly be stretched in that position.
Yeah.
Right?
No, yeah,
that
that's
seems
true.
Like effort on his part. I don't know. True.
But then could he stretch his penis, like the head of his penis, could he just stretch it to be quite a lot? So he's got like a lot of nerve endings there that I guess
so
he'd be having a good time.
Ditching the skin and just trying to get the good shit anyway.
Like what if you were like shaking Mr. Fantastic's hand and he's like, by the way, I have stretched my penis skin so that it encompasses my whole body.
I'd be like, you are a
big
pervert.
Grin. I'm like, I hate you, Mr. Fantastic.
Don't tell me that. You're the worst.
That's when you hit him with the thing and it goes, boy, oi, 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 oi.
And he's like, that was good for me.
No!
I'm like, damn this pervert.
Man, if I was Mr. Fantastic, I would do that. And then I'd be like a physical crime fighter because you'd just be getting off 24/7. That would rule.
That happens in Watchmen. Sort of.
I've also got to look at, like, just, like, I guess the ease of which you can become a pervert with these powers. Because
it's
Mr.
True.
Fantastic is very easy to become a gross pervert.
One step.
Most perverts aren't cool. So bringing it back. Not all, because I consider myself, you know, amongst that ranking. You got to have some good perverts. But by and large,
on the Venn diagram, you've got...
By and large, this sex pervert is not cool.
You've got two circles that say good and pervert, and in the middle they've touched and Jackson just wants to be there.
I'm the only one. I'm the only good pervert.
Cool perverts. I think I deal with him in the same way that Rorschach dealt with that pervert in Watchmen, which is he gets off on getting beaten up, so I just drop him down an elevator shaft.
Oh, that is good. All right, we got to move on. We can't stay all the time on Mr. Fantastic.
Okay, so let's give him out of 1 to 5 on the nerd cunt rating. He's a 5.
Perfect.
He's definitely a 5 there. All right. And now a quick word from our sponsors.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Also, did you know we do too many shows across the Sanspants Radio Network? Take D&D's for Nerds, an actual play Dungeons & Dragons podcast that I'm mostly on. Never played D&D in your life? Don't worry, up until we started, I hadn't either. Meticulously edited by yours truly, so you don't have to hear all the faff and math that interrupts a good fantasy story. Each campaign is standalone, and while veteran listeners will pick up characters, events, and places across the seasons, new listeners can start at any adventure. Just search for D&D's for Nerds on iTunes or Spotify, or head to our website, sanspantsradio.com. Next one, let's see, probably one of the next to the worst powers, the Human Torch.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
God, you're always on fire and you can fly.
I just think it's so limiting as a power. Like, you've just got your one thing. You can't grow. It can't change. You can't do anything cool with it. You're just, like, on fire.
Mm. And the first time, I think there's, like, a big plot point in one of the arcs is that, like, when the very first time that Johnny Storm lights up. So hang on. Also, he says flame on every time.
Oh, yeah. That sucks.
Flame on!
Flame on!
Shut up.
But the very first time he does flame on, he creates like a supernova, or the potential to create a supernova, and that kills a lot of people. And, you know, I'm just putting that out there. He can't even control his flame powers.
Yeah, that sucks. Why even
so the
say
first time,
flame on then? Yeah.
So he flames on and kills people, and that's canon.
Apparently. Wow. That was definitely one of the stories.
Yeah,
I'm vaguely remembering it. There's also a story arc. I think it was written by Chris Claremont where Reed was getting dumber, which was great.
Oh, that is
good. Take him down a couple of pegs.
Yeah, smoothing out that brain.
Mm. I know that comic books clearly are not popular at certain points in history because any pitch gets greenlit, but the idea of walking into Marvel and be like, got a great idea for Fantastic Four. Reed's Richards, clever cunt, actually getting dumb.
That's good. Reed's Richards as well. What do we think? Hey, Marvel Comics, what are you, Reed's Richards? Yeah. Who are you, sir?
Chris?
What if he was
drinking.
A dumb fuck? Is that good? Can I have
Chris,
a comic
book now? You were great in the 80s. We get that. But look, now maybe just stop. Just stop. Yeah. Let's get young blood in here. They can write comics. Yeah. You don't need this anymore.
Reed Richards is going to open his mouth and his brain's going to come out. It's going to be a chicken breast, okay?
Yeah. But it'll be cool and he'll look happy about it.
Comics are going to be good again. Just you wait.
You think about Reed. You think about that brain. Let's smooth it out.
They're going to make a movie about that brain. Don't worry.
They're gonna call this the golden age of comics again, but good.
Just you wait.
Just you fucking wait.
I think the thing with the Human Torch. I mean, first of all, terrible name. Baffling name.
Human Torch.
So I am a torch.
What a fucking idiot.
But
that name, the Human Torch, is actually a callback to like an android Human Torch that fought Nazis.
He's not even a human. He's an android torch. He's not a human or a torch. Shut up. That's infuriating.
But also, an android that fought Nazis, that's cool.
Mm, for sure. You can call that guy whatever you want, I guess.
Yeah, he's I'd call him cool son of a bitch.
Yeah. But yeah, no, the Human Torch is an atrocious name. I just think it's boring. It's like a boring power. Amongst the Fantastic Four, everyone got quite interesting powers, whether you think they're cool or not, except for the Human Torch, who just got fire.
Hot.
Yeah, like, who cares? Well, it's the most base level bitch power. Nobody wants it. Hot.
I guess also because, like, you've got to take into consideration the fact that, like, this also takes place in the Marvel Universe, so, like, Pyro is also a fucking guy.
Yeah. I think that's what I kind of mean. Like, who doesn't have fire powers? Whatever. Yeah.
And the thing is with Pyro, though, he not only, like, he doesn't have fire powers, he has control fire powers, right? Mm. So he can make, like,
Avatar
a sweet dog or whatever out of like, Human Torch. So if you put Pyro next to the Human Torch, could he then contort the Human Torch into sweet, like, basically, like, balloon animals, but out of a man?
Oh, no.
I imagine what would happen is that Pyro would just take all of the hot off Human Torch and he'd just
make
be
him
a guy. Also, if your name's Johnny Storm...
Keep that.
And then, that's a way better name than fucking the Human Torch. Also, it's not like you're wearing a disguise. Just use your fucking name. Who cares?
Yeah, absolutely. That's
your
yeah.
fucking cunt leader's name is Mr. Fantastic, and you're the Fantastic...
Well, look, out of all of the people that could kind of, like, hide their identity if they needed to, but the thing with the Fantastic Four is they never did. Basically, from, like, day one, they were like, where are these cunts? So there was no need for any code names, and there was no need to call themselves anything. And, like, at least with the Human Torch, you're like, I guess he's on fire, like an old-style torch.
People
I
might
guess
think
that's
Ghost
cool.
Rider.
Yeah,
but then you got like Reed Richards. Or fists. But then you got Reed Richards, who was like, no. I'm just going to call myself Mr. Fantastic, a pro of nothing. No one was like
out of nowhere.
Why? Why don't you call yourself Stretch Boy?
Why don't you call yourself the Human Gum or something? You know,
Longer.
Yeah. All right, that's great. You know, everybody coming out of the rubble. Right. Yeah. Long-O, Invisible-O, Hot-O, Rock-O. All right. To war.
Anyway, pack your bags. You got the first flight to Vietnam tomorrow.
Yeah. Yeah. We're falling to that pit trap of ragging more on Mr. Fantastic. I'm sorry.
You're right.
Back to the Human Torch.
Yeah.
All right. If he saved you, would you be happy or would you be singed? I feel I would be on fire.
Yeah, I'd be even more scared because I was imagining Mr. Fantastic saving me from a burning building. So imagining I'm like, the fire's come to life.
Ah! I know. If you are like in a burning building and there's some like fire ghoul that just comes at you, I would be scared and that maybe a Satan is at me. I don't know.
Probably screaming, "No, I'm a man. I'm a man. I'm a man. I'm a man." And I'm like, "What? What are you saying?" Ah! And then he burns me.
So his powers aren't really good for saving people, hey. They're only good for fighting other people.
Yeah, and if I was in a situation where I had to be saved from a burning building, and then a man who is on fire, not consistently, but whenever he wants to be on fire, saves me, I would be immediately sus. I would be like, "Oh, why were you here near a burning building, burning man on fire?"
Even if he didn't think he said it, you got to kind of be like, you know, mostly firemen don't put more fire in the building.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Here's you burning more building. So,
yeah, there's a lot of stuff. No like, good. He also, when he's fully on fire, he looks like a fucking idiot. Mm-hmm. I think that he thinks he looks cool, but no, he looks real dumb. The fact that he has to yell flame on, that sucks so much shit. Like,
does he have to, or does he just do it?
Well, either way is bad. It can't be. Actually, he wouldn't have to, because that would mean that the space gas or whatever that got him was like, "You have to say flame on."
I think he Pavloved himself.
Oh, yeah, that's fair enough.
I bet you're right.
Well, he's not cool.
Yeah, he looks like such a fucking idiot. God damn. Look at him right now.
He's meant to be the cool bad boy, but when he uses his powers, he looks so stupid.
Yeah. Oh, God. Let me show you this picture of him. It's real bad. Hang on.
This is your favorite thing to do, just to drop a picture in the Zoom chat.
Yeah, it is my favorite thing to do. This is basically my hobby. Look at that image, though.
He looks like to describe what you've just said to us, he looks like a caveman, but red.
To me, he looks like if you took all Mr. Clean's skin and clothes off and just left him with organs. That would be it.
Now Zammit's joined the party and has sent a link to the Human Torch android. Whoa!
He looks cool! See, that's the original Human Torch who was an android. And look, he looks like a spooky fire ghoul.
Yeah.
Yeah, that rolls. Man. And if you look down, if you scroll down on the Human Torch android Wikipedia page to the comics where under publication history, there's one where he's just like coming out of I don't fucking know what, a bomb and a guy is shooting him, but it's clear that it's not going to work, and oh my god, it looks badass. I'll say,
cool, right? So this is like, you know, you find out, say you've got like a cool superhero over there, and his name's like the Human Torch, and you're like, man, that guy was cool. I'm going to try and like steal his name and do that.
Yeah.
And you're just a big utter tosser like Johnny Storm. It makes it even more lame.
Yeah.
For sure.
Like robots have like kind of a head, or androids have like a head start with like kind of weird shit because they're like androids. So like if an android's calling themselves a Human Torch, you're like, oh, that's like a weird threatening aura because you're not human.
That's a bit hectic.
And when like an android on fire is coming to save me, I need that fear because that's what the android wants. And that's what the android cool.
Very
because
true.
I might get singed and burnt, but the android doesn't care. Whereas Johnny Storm is human. He knows what being on fire and burnt was like.
Yeah.
And now he's coming at me being like, I'll save you.
Yeah.
I thought, Samet, you meant like the android, it doesn't matter if it singes you because the android doesn't care for human life.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's also true.
You're like, the android doesn't care if I live or die. That's cool.
Yeah. It's doing it because it feels it needs to or some reason, whereas Johnny Storm is trying. Who knows?
Yeah.
And that makes it interesting and a little bit hot. And whereas Johnny Storm, he's trying to be altruistic or whatever. And I'm not here for that.
Horny for a robot, interesting. Anyway, something that's also very interesting, and immediately if I was living in the city of, I guess, New York, I don't know where Fantastic Four save, and I honestly, frankly, do not care to learn.
New York. For sure.
Yeah, so I got it off the bat without knowing. That's good. Nice. I learnt without learning. Guessed. and I'll forget immediately if that was right. Yeah. Anyway, so Mad Thinker, which is the dumbest name, brought back the original Human Torch.
He's a mad thinker. Damn, this guy. This guy fucking thinks. Holy shit.
I read that page that I got this story I'm about to say about four times to make sure that I wasn't misreading and that it wasn't the Tinkerer. But no, it's Mad Thinker, brought back the original Human Torch to fight the Fantastic Four. So if you lived in New York and then you saw that happen, you'd be like, wait, you named yourself after this guy? That sucks.
True. Oh man.
I hope the Fantastic Four lost.
Me too. Yeah. I'm like, I hope that guy dies out there today. Yeah. I hope a human life disappears. That would be good, and an android wins.
Also,
you know?
and it's just another fucking stupid example of villains in the Marvel universe not thinking properly because they've just brought back a fire guy to fight a fire guy. Nothing's gonna happen. Unless your plan is to burn down New York City, in which case, great idea.
But also not, I mean, because like, New York City is mostly made of stone and metal. You kind of want, you're like, okay, we're going to go to a wooden, like, one of those, you know those towns that are set up to look like the Old West?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Frontiers? Like a recreational the kind of Frontier?
Thing. We have one in like Ballarat, like Gold Rush Town or whatever it's called. Sovereign
Although,
Hill. There it is.
I like Douche's strategy of opening a portal to the actual frontier.
Yeah.
And being like fighting here and erasing human history that way.
Yeah,
anyway,
that's better.
5 out of 5 on the nerd cunt scale. Let's move on.
Okay, let's see. Sue Storm, a.k.a. Invisible Lady or Invisible Woman.
Well, this one's easy. She's invisible, can't see her, can't judge her. Next one, The Thing.
Don't know where she is.
How am I meant to... I saw a lady and now she's gone. How am I meant to critique that, Zammit?
Yeah, I can't. What's
my hands are
critique?
Fucking tied. I mean, I can't just look outside and be like, oh, maybe there's a lady there. I'm going to make fun of her. No, because then I'm the idiot. If you're standing there making fun of nothing, you're the idiot. That's you're fair, a 5 out of 5 on the nerd cunt scale because you're yelling at fresh air.
That's true. So yeah, you can't really judge what you can't see. Good point. But now we have to like say, I'd argue maybe the best power set of the Fantastic Four, The Thing.
Yeah.
His rocks. That's
his rocks.
Cool.
Yeah.
His rocks.
He's got to get special clothes made because he's of an inhuman shape. And that keeps tailors in business. So that's cool.
There's nothing cooler than your own tailored suit.
Yeah.
Unlike the the Human Torch situation where there is a lot of fire guys in the MCU. I keep saying MCU. The MU.
I think it's the MCBU, the Marvel comic book universe, the Mookaboo,
I think it's important for the listeners to know every time I mean MCU, the C stands for everything. Marvel everything universe. Anyway.
Yes, sure.
So there's heaps of hot guys in Marvel, whatever
sure
I just said. Yeah,
too
yeah.
True.
So lots of fire fellas. Mm. And like there's lots of strong guys, but the Thing doesn't do the same thing as Human Torch and just has exactly the same powers of everyone else. Sure, the Thing is kind of like the Hulk, except it'd be like the Hulk if the Hulk stayed the Hulk the whole time and his rocks, which I would say is a totally different thing.
Absolutely, for sure.
His head is flat. That's unreal.
He has giant, like, bushy eyebrows that are just rocks.
Yeah, the cosmic forces were like, we got to make his eyebrows part of his new design. That rules. They're like, all right, we're making a horrible monster man. And they're like, well, he's got to be able to be expressive. He's got to be able to raise his eyebrows and jock. We need that.
He often wears, like, little short shorts.
Yeah,
that's pretty neat. They're blue, and look, I think that's a lovely, flattering color for the Thing.
I think also quite often we make fun of the Thing, or at least we have in the past, for calling himself the Thing. Mm. But when you compare that to everyone else's superhero names, you're like, he embraced the idea that he was a monster man, and he just went for the Thing. I think that if he'd kept his name Ben Grimm, that would have been a lot cooler.
Yeah,
but still.
Yeah. Now, I've just linked to another image of the Thing in the Zoom chat. And if you look at that, there he is in his lovely little blue trunks.
Yeah.
And then if you kind of scroll over to maybe like the fourth image of this, he's there. He's wearing uniforms, which he rejects and rips off. because he does not want to be hidden away. He's not ashamed of who he is, that's unlike, great. Say, the other three members.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so the panel you've sent us is the thing tearing out of what is typically associated with Mr. Fantastic's uniform. Mm-hmm. And he's saying, you stay hidden, Sue, in case we need you. As for me, I'm getting out of this monkey suit so I can move. And he's tearing it open like the same way that Superman... The same way that Clark Kent...
There's a man who realizes the restrictiveness of clothing and says, no, not so, for me. So I Zammet, need to be able to bend and move.
Zammet, this feels like the perfect time to reveal something that we've known this whole time that our listeners haven't. And maybe a reason why you're very, very drawn to thing currently tearing out of his clothes and being like, I'm too hot and restricted. Sam, it's 34 degrees today. How are you currently recording?
Mostly nude. It's hot. Yeah. I have a pair of headphones on and glasses.
It's all right, because the Zoom is like... Yeah, it's just, like it's just about above nipple height. Yeah. So it's still very professional. We can't tell.
I worry about your balls in the office chair. That's what I'm thinking about.
I'll be right.
Sweaty. Turn off the fan. Because the office chair is leather. I'm not happy about. I have to sit forward or else I stick.
Yeah, taint to leather. That's powerful.
Is that how it works?
Yeah. Is the taint... How up is the taint? You know?
That's a great question.
Oh, no, I just went to sit properly. No, taint is on. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. No, I just needed to check. I forgot what my taint was. Go on.
No, that's fair enough. Sometimes they all do. Anyway, so yeah, the thing often is made fun of and I guess has the worst, most cursed existence, but every superhero has a cursed existence. Yeah. So the fact that he's leaning in is actually cool. He's owning what is...
Exactly.
Like, reclaiming what is awful about everything.
And imagine if you were being saved by the thing. You'd be like, you're that rock guy. This rules. And then he'd cradle you like a big baby. Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Of all of the Fantastic Four members, if they were coming into a building that was on fire, if it's Mr. Fantastic, terrifying. Because it's those snaky just Mr. Fantastic arms. And I'm like, oh no. Is this God? is this what dying is? If it's a Human Torch, it's just like, oh no, some kind of fire ghoul.
Yeah.
If it's the Invisible Woman, I don't know what's happening. Again, I'm like, is this what dying is? Because I'm just getting picked up by nothing. But if it's the thing, he smashes open like a door or a wall. At first I'm like, but then I'm like, no, I get it. He's a rock man. Then he picks me up. He's got nothing to do with the burning building. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's so obvious he's there to save me, which is not true for any of the other members of Fantastic Four.
I might think that maybe it was the city rising up in rock form to save me, a special boy.
Yeah. You're the chosen one, Zammet.
I would assume that New York chose me, and I would wish it well.
Yeah.
I might even start calling thing just New York Man.
Yeah, it's great to imagine Ben Grimm picking you up and you being like, New York, is that you? And Ben Grimm being like, what?
Oh, you've heard me talk to you, New York. I love you.
And also, we made fun of the flame on thing before, and obviously, like, Thing has one too, but Thing's fucking rules. Being, like, rolling into a fight and being like, it's clobbering time. That's unreal. That is the sickest.
And that's what's great about Ben Grimm. Every problem for him is solved by clobbering time. And you ask him, and it's great, because it's always clobbering time for Ben.
He doesn't need
a clock. No. He knows what time it is.
The only thing that would make Ben Grimm better is if he had a watch on his wrist, and instead of numbers, it just had the word clobbering 12 times.
If you're going to roll into... Like, what is a problem that can't be solved by clobbering? Nothing. You're burning building. You just clobber the building. Sorted.
Yeah.
Clobber the fire.
Yeah,
clobber
absolutely.
Your problems.
Clobber your damn problems. That's it.
So I think at the end of the day, that while, say, Johnny Storm and Reed Richards suck ass...
Sue Storm, we just can't see. So
who can say? Who
it's
knows?
Impossible to say.
I think we can all agree on the thing... He's he rules.
Yeah, imagine cool. if the other members of the Fantastic Four got hit by a train and we just got Ben Grimm comics from now on.
Yeah.
That would be sick as hell.
Yeah.
Make him a detective who loves to clobber. Great. Yeah. Comic books are good again, finally.
Yeah, it's the golden age of comic books too, but good this time.
Yeah. On the nerd cunt scale. He's a one. He doesn't even register.
No.
He's a zero. He's not on the scale.
Guys,
he's a sweet cunt.
I'm so sorry to inform you this, but it's a scale, and everyone fucking fits on it, so it's a one. He's a one, but that's very low. We'd probably be twos.
And on that note, I've been probably a five.
I've been... No, I'll accept my two. That checks out.
And I've been a one and a half.
Ah! He tricked us.
Yeah, I do. That's why. That's what got me the lower point. I'm wily, clever, think on my feet, rude to my friends. The coolest thing.
Thanks for listening. If you want to help support this show and all the other shows on the SansPants Radio Network, just head to SansPantsRadio.com and consider joining the SansPants Plus community. There's over 20 bonus shows, a SansPants Plus Discord, exclusive video content, and discounts on merch. Just head to SansPantsRadio.com and follow the links.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.